Hello?
Hi, Dennis. This is Gia from Family First. How are you?
All right. What's up, dear?
Good. So has the broker reached out to you to say you've been approved or anything?
No, I never got no phone calls yet.
No phone call yet. Okay. Let's call into them and get a response from them, okay?
Okay.
Hold tight. I'm calling from Family First Care LLC. I have on the line Dennis Lowry. We're just calling in to check the status of the case.
And ma'am, can you please spell your first and last name for me?
It's S-H-I-R-A Dell D-E-L-L.
And thank you, Ms. Dell. Can you please verify the telephone number you're contacting me from?
267-551-7419.
Thank you. And may I have the applicant's last name?
Lowry's on the line. He can answer anything pertaining to him.
Lowry, L-A-W-R-Y.
Thank you. And I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone about your application without written or verbal permission. And, Mr. Dennis, may I please have your complete date of birth?
7-7-64.
Thank you. Just one moment.
You're welcome.
And thank you for that information, Mr. Dennis. Are you fine with us speaking about your personal information with Shira on the line?
Yes.
Thank you. May I please have your complete home address?
151 North 4th Street, 19106.
All right, and thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, and can you bear with me for a few moments while I check our state system to ensure I have all the correct information?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. Just bear with me for one moment. I reset it instead of searching.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Lowry. Thank you for your patience. I'm almost finished.
Okay.
All right, and thank you for your patience. I'm finished. And what I currently see with this application, Mr. Dennis, is that it is currently at the County Assistance Office for financial review. And please be sure that you submitted all the requested information to the County Assistance Office so that the review can be completed. And please allow up to 30 to 45 days for the Philadelphia County Assistance Office to
medically
complete
approved?
The review. Yes, ma'am. It couldn't be sent to the county assistance office without being medically approved.
Okay. Because I don't know if he received a letter or anything stating that he was approved. So.
Just one moment. Let me see if it's been sent.
Dennis, you got any letters stating your approval from the broker?
No. Yeah, I just think about it. Not it all incoming. You just stated what letter that I did get from the Office of Income Maintenance is make sure I sent all the paperwork in, and I did that already.
Just one moment. I'm still looking for it to see if you sent him a letter about his medical eligibility. It doesn't look like that we sent him notification that he was medically approved, but however, for the application to be sent to the county assistance office, medical approval has to be completed first.
Is that through my doctor?
Yes, sir. That was from the information we received from the county assistance office and also from your physician.
My doctor, they said they passed the paperwork.
I'm not stating that we need anything. I was just letting you know that you have been medically approved, because without the medical approval, we couldn't have sent your application to the county assistance office without you being medically approved.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good.
All right, and thank you for speaking with me today. Do you all have any other questions for me?
Maybe Sherry, is that me?
No, I think I'm good. I think we're good. Just stay on the line with me, Dennis, 1 second, and we'll wish the kind lady goodbye.
Okay.
Miss Sherry, are you from a home health agency?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And Mr. Dennis, I see that you've already signed up to receive text messages about your application. Is that true?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So once the county assistance office finishes their review, you will be notified via text message first before you receive your letter in the mail.
Okay.
All right, I just wanted to let you know that. And thank you for speaking with me today. Would you be interested in taking a short customer satisfaction survey?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. No problem.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. Well, thank you for speaking with me again. And please hold while I transfer you to the survey. And you both have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right, Dennis. Let's go over this. So from what I'm seeing, from what you sent me, let me see. Why can't I pull it up bigger? But it looks like we need to submit Social Security award letter. Okay?
I did that already.
You did that? You submitted it to the county?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
You sent it to me. Okay. 2024 statements to now. Oh, wow.
The bank statements?
Yeah.
They don't give me that. They don't get it at the bank no more. They just give you a statement that your bank account is closed.
But you have any accounts open?
No, I don't.
Okay, so we need a letter of closure then?
I sent you that letter that was closed. It's closed.
Okay, so let me see everything you sent me, and I'll get back to you once I've completed that, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, have a good day. I'll speak with you next week.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.